Hey, Daily Dosers, this is Pastor Larry, and we're continuing our walk through Philippians, and today we're looking at verses 19 through 26 in chapter 1, so a little longer passage than usual. I'm going to read through it, and then we'll circle back and we'll dial in on one particular out of the many aspects that we could mine from this particular just great passage of Scripture. So here we go. For I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. Now, as you know, we've been seeing Paul is writing this from a Roman prison. All of his dreams, all that he thought he was going to be doing has been pulled away from him. And instead of being out there on the front lines, he's in this incredibly miserable situation under one of the cruelest governments of all time. He finds himself in prison for his faith, unable to be out there planting churches and doing the stuff he wants. So he's writing a letter, but he's confident that somehow God is going to use this for his deliverance as all of us join in prayer for him. He says, I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. I will make God look good. For to me, and here's a strange verse, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. If I'm going to go on living in this body, this will mean further fruitful labor for me. But what shall I choose? I don't know. I'm torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far, but it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. So convinced of this, I know that I'm going to remain, and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you again, your boasting in Christ will abound on account of me. A lot of verses there. But the one that stands out and is talked about so often is this simple statement, for me to live as Christ and to die as gain, and I don't know which one I want to do. In fact, I'd probably rather depart. Let's be honest. Sometimes we'll hear a passage like that and we'll go, well, idealistically, I guess I'm supposed to so want to be with Jesus that I want to check out and move on. And I want to tell you, you know, that's not what this passage is talking about. This is the Apostle Paul being so sure that God has a plan that in the midst of the most difficult situations, the kind of situation that very few of us hearing this today have ever experienced in our life, he says, man, this is so rough that there's a part of me I would rather die because I know I will be with Jesus. But there's another part of me that knows in the midst of all of this pain and suffering, this incredibly difficult situation, this apparent, at least in the short term, loss of my dream, God is still at work. So I am going to stay around and I am going to do the best I can in the midst of a horrific situation, even though I'd rather in any way possible be out of it because I'd be with Jesus. I'm going to bring him honor and glory. And would you pray that I would be courageous and not in any way make him ashamed? Wow. The Apostle Paul is in such deep weeds that he's afraid he might not be courageous, that he somehow with that might make Jesus look poor. I don't know about you, but I don't read this passage and suddenly think, oh, I just wish I could die more. I need a clearer picture of heaven. I read this passage and realize no matter what it is I'm going through, no matter where it is that I am, God's got a great plan. He can take me out of it when it gets really tough and I win. Or he can leave me here in the midst of when it's really tough and he wins. And when he wins, I win and you win. Hang tough. Even if you find yourself in one of those situations where you're going, man, just get me out of here. God has a plan. It's a great plan. It's got a wonderful, wonderful end. And that's why Paul could write these letters and could write these words. For me to die, the worst of the worst, ha, the enemy's lost. Even that would be gain.